I'm with Shane Watson, the vice-captain of the Australian 2020 side. Shane, thank you very much indeed for joining us. You're here for the three matches against Pakistan. How important are these matches?
Yeah, these matches are very important to be able to give us a good lead into the T20 World Cup. We haven't really had a long period of cricket together as a T20 team, so it's a great start. Three matches are going to be very challenging against Pakistan. They are a very good T20 team, so, and especially in these conditions. So it's going to be a great challenge, and it's going to be a great period for us to continue to get our roles and know exactly what our roles are going to be within the team to be able to hopefully put together some really good cricket over the next couple of months.
Of course, you met Pakistan in the semi-final of the World 2020 in 2010, and thanks to some brilliant batting from Mike Hussey, you got over the line and won that and got to the final. Can you take anything from that game at all, or is it just a clean slate now?
It really is a clean slate, and any 2020 cricket is it really is what happens on the day more than anything. Things can, like an innings from Mike Hussey, can really turn the game like it did in that game against Pakistan in the semi-final. So Pakistan have got a very, very high quality, world class T20 team. They've got certainly a few game breakers in there for us. So we're certainly going to have to be at our best consistently to be able to have a really good series and perform the way we want to. But in the end, T20 cricket, anything can happen. So that's a really exciting nature about 2020 cricket. You never know exactly what the result's going to be.
Well, you've got tons of experience of 2020, of course, particularly in the IPL, in I guess similar sorts of conditions.
Well, certainly experience in T20 cricket and in all cricket does help, but I just think being an all-rounder certainly keeps you in the game a little bit more, knowing how volatile 2020 cricket can be. You can have a great game and everything goes really well in batting and bowling aspects, or it can go very wrong as well. So having two cracks to be able to try and have an impact on the game certainly helps an all-rounder. So hopefully I can bring both aspects of the game throughout this tournament.
What about conditions here? There's been a lot made about the heat, about the fact that pitches turn over here, the Pakistan spinners are very effective.
Well, the heat is always there playing cricket most of the time throughout the world. You always follow the summers around, so the heat is part and parcel of playing cricket, really. So it's obviously going to be hot and humid, but that's part and parcel. It's the same for both sides. In regards to the spin, there's no doubt they've got a high quality spinner, especially with Ajmal and Shahid Afridi as well. We're going to have to be at our best to be able to try and negate them, because they certainly can turn a game very quickly. So it's going to be a big challenge for us, but something we're really looking forward to. Oh, the skill, no matter what, in any sort of bowling, in from test matches down to 2020 cricket, always comes out, and the people with the most skill are always going to be the most consistent. But 2020 cricket, you don't really have much of a chance to be able to sort of work the ball around too much. But the thing is, when the ball is turning, sometimes scores like 130, 140 can certainly be good enough. So sometimes you do have to rein it in a little bit to be able to make sure you get a competitive total. But there's no doubt Ajmal and Afridi, they're as good a spinner as there are in the world. So if it is turning a bit, it'll be a great challenge.
Now, you were here in 2009 for the first ever matches at Dubai Sports City, a series against Pakistan. What are your memories of that, and is that going to be of any assistance to you at all?
I've got great memories. I had an awesome time over here in 2009. It was a great series, a toughly fought series, as it always is against Pakistan. And I certainly did love my time as a beautiful ground, the Dubai Sports City, high quality facilities. Beautiful ground to play on, so, and the crowd does come along as well, so it's a great place to play cricket. Obviously it's a little bit more humid compared to it was back in 2009 in April, but I'm really excited. It's going to be a great series and a great atmosphere, as it always is. It's going to be at times could be quite similar conditions that we'll get in Sri Lanka, especially in Colombo, so it's a perfect lead-in for us to be able to really, I suppose, combine as well as we can as a team and understand exactly what our roles are going to be for us to be at our absolute best as a team. So, it's a very exciting period for our 2020 cricket. Yeah, we're certainly going to have to bring a lot together over the next month or so, or a few weeks anyway, to be exactly where we want to be going into the T20 World Cup. We had a very good team and played very well throughout that last 2020 World Cup, and unfortunately just missed out in the final against England. So we've certainly got the similar experience and a similar team to that. So I'm really excited. I think we've got a great balance of some younger, exciting guys, and also some pretty experienced players as well. So I think we've got a really good mix to be able to really know on our day, if we bring it all together, we can certainly beat the best teams in the world.